Wild Bunch Podcast.
What? Time now to ask a doctor.
I got news for you. You're going home tomorrow.
Hot dog!
With Dr. Dollar.
Because we don't know what's wrong with you and you're going to die.
On B1039.
Welcome back to another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar is a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers. At Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge, he has a special interest in sexual health of both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or on his website at teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference. Welcome back to the show. Doc, are you there? Do we have Doc? Doc, are you there?
Why not have him?
He can't. Oh, Doc, can you hear me now?
I can hear you clearly. Good morning,
big man. Oh, there we go. I forgot I got to press the B for Dr. Dollar. All right, there it is. Doc, good morning. Welcome to the program. Welcome back, man. We are ready to jump right in to Ask a Doctor. We've got questions already coming in. If you have a question for Dr. Dollar, this is a great chance to get it in. 239-765-1039 is the phone number. We'll be hooking it up all morning long with your questions. Doc, we'll start it off. I just woke up in the middle of the night with a very intense stomach pain and was sweating. Walked to the bathroom because I thought I might puke. Nausea and pain was strong. I didn't know what to do. Got to the bathroom, almost lost consciousness, and had to sit on the floor. I finally started a cold shower, sat in, and still I was fully conscious again. I was gasping for air a few times while sitting in the shower. The stomach pain stopped. I'm just still tingly in my extremities and very shaken. I have a past of panic attacks, but this was so sudden it woke me from a deep sleep. I have had similar stomach pain followed by almost losing consciousness while trying to use the bathroom. This has occurred about 2 months ago.
So, Big Mama, you know, I hear stories like that all the time, and people are scared to go to the emergency room. And this lady's question was, should I go to the emergency room? Should I go to urgent care? People are scared because of the coronavirus to go to the emergency room. We want to tell people that if you don't feel right, something is wrong, go to the urgent care. Call your primary care doctor during working hours. If it's not during working hours, go to the urgent care. Don't ignore that because you are scared of the emergency room because of the coronavirus. I'm not saying rush to the emergency room for anything. But if it's something serious, if you are losing your consciousness, if you feel something is wrong, go to the emergency room. So this lady, I mean, I got the text, the same text that you got. And she's a fairly young girl on birth control pills. It could be birth control pills do give you some nausea and vomiting and things like that. It could be the birth control pills. It could be many other things. But again, explore it and don't be scared because the coronavirus took over our lives. Completely. So we are scared of everything now. Don't be scared of calling your primary doctor, going to urgent care and going to the emergency room if you need that.
Doc, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to divert from the plan because this is what I want to ask you. And I want to ask you right now, do you believe, and don't answer till after the break, because I'm going to ask you, I'm going to let you answer after the break. Are the numbers going up because more tests are being administered? Or are the numbers going up because people aren't social distancing? And I just want your opinion. I know you're not, you know, the end of all opinions, but I want your opinion on it. I want to know what Dr. Dollar thinks of that coming up after the break, all right? And then coming up as well, does looking at screens during all this quarantine, is it messing up your eyes? Onions in the house to fight illness, is it a real deal? I thought it was. Someone taught me it was. Something about putting it in a sock or something. We'll ask Dr. Dollar about this as now it's starting to go viral because of COVID. It's all coming up next with Dr. Dollar.
B1039.
Time now to Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar.
I'm a musical doctor. I'm the best one in town. Are you feeling okay? Let's turn that frown upside down. You have a cold?
No.
Danger?
No.
Sex with a random stranger?
No.
Let me, if you please. I'll cure any disease.
On B1039.
Except for herpes. Can't do anything about herpes.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Ask a Doctor with Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar, a board-certified urologist right here in Fort Myers. You hear him each and every Thursday morning. Reach him when he isn't here at his office over there at Gulfstream Urology at 239-277-5770 or on his website at teamdollar.com. Doc, welcome back.
Good morning, Big Mama.
All right.
Glad to be back.
All right, here we go. So it's all over. People are talking about it. There's an uptick. We have an uptick on a slight uptick, I guess you could call it. Is that because we have more testing, or is that because we have less social distancing and people who don't care?
Big Mama, great question. And I get that question every day. So the increase in the total number of cases is completely misleading because, you know, we are simply checking more. We are testing more patients. So the most important thing, when I look every day, I look at those numbers and I can give you the website where to look at the total number. What I care about is how many people are dying every day in the United States from coronavirus, because we live in the United States. And then I look how many people die in Florida and how many people die every day in Lee County from coronavirus.
All right.
This is the most important number for me. And those numbers are going down, Big Mama. They're not going up. The number of cases are going up, but the number of people dying are going down. So there are two factors that I'm looking at always. Number of people that are dying every day and what is the population density of that place. We are lucky that we live in Florida, that we have a fairly low population density, meaning people don't live, you know, it's not Manhattan, it's not Boston. We don't go in the elevator together. There are no elevators. I haven't been in an elevator for years. So we are not congregating together so much. Is social distancing important? Yes, it is important. Still, there is coronavirus going on. We don't want to spread more of that coronavirus. You heard about the kids, I think in Jacksonville, you know, a bunch of them went to a bar and everybody got infected. Of course, it's a small bar. They were all there together. They all got infected. But again, the number that we care about is how many people get seriously infected.
So with that being said, Doc, I know a person who has COVID-19 in Hillsborough County, and with that person has zero symptoms, zero,
yes.
Not a drop, not none, not a loss of taste, not one. And the only reason he went and got tested is because someone close to him got COVID, so he went and got tested. Now he has COVID-19, but doesn't have any symptoms out there. What percentage of the people have zero symptoms?
Well, significant percent of the people, probably over 90% of the people have zero symptoms.
Wow.
But this friend of yours, he has a social responsibility to for all of us, not to spread what he has.
He's quarantined up 14 days, living in his bedroom, poor guy.
You know, poor guy, but you know what? That's how responsible adults behave. You know, we take responsibility. And not the end of the world. He's lucky, he has no symptoms. A lot of those people have no symptoms, but they have to quarantine.
Man. All right. As we roll through the show, if you have a question for Dr. Dollar, hit us up, 239-765-1039. Good morning, Big Mama the Wild Bunch. So they announced for our county that the kids are going back to school 5 days a week with precautions, and the governor says children aren't as susceptible to the virus. Do you think the kids going back 5 days a week like usual is the best next move? And are we ready for that? Well, damn, we just started summer.
Yeah.
You're jumping the gun, girl. We just started summer. You're worried about fall already.
You know, the only thing that I regret that they only go for 5 days, not for 6 days a week.
Can I get an amen? I like it. So it's okay. You're for it. Send them back to school.
Yes. I mean, right. I think in 2 months, they're ready to go back to school.
Yeah.
You know, and there will be some precaution, like there are precaution in my office. There are precaution at your studio. You know, we sterilize, we clean better. Yeah.
We've changed forever.
You have to sanitize your hands. We do all this stuff. I mean, that's here forever.
Doc, according to a new study, the average person used to spend a total of 17 hours and 9 minutes a day looking at the screen since the quarantine began. That's up to 19 hours and 6 minutes. Let's talk about looking at our screens that much and what is happening to all of our what's happening to our bodies looking at the screen like that.
So I saw that article, And the first thing I said, do these people sleep? I mean, you're talking about 17, 19 hours looking at the screen. When do they sleep? When do they work?
I was thinking the same thing. Where did this study get done? I mean, by 9-year-olds to stay up all night long playing Roblox or whatever it is. I mean, you're right. I don't know. I don't get it.
Right. So I dive deep into that study. Yeah. So I saw that people are doing two things at once. And I do the same thing. You know, for example, right now I'm on Zoom with you, but on the other hand, I have my iPhone, and when I watch TV, I have my iPhone. I do multiple screens that we're dealing with.
I got five. I got six computer screens in front of me and a 48-inch television. I think we got some issues with me and my screen time.
Right. So each one of these is a screen hour. So you may right now, even though this show is 1 hour, it for you, it counts as 4 hours. And so according to that study, so that's how they ran it. But again, are we looking at our phone more because we have nothing better to do and because of anxiety, because of we want to know what's the next thing, what's going on in the world, what this guy said, what that guy said, what's going on? Yes. I mean, it does cause. But again, if you can get rid of your phone for a few hours every day, it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be wonderful for your mind. Your mind does not need all this stimulation all the time.
Hey, just because the movies aren't open doesn't mean you can't turn off your phone for 2 hours. You're like, where were you? I was at the movies. Say I wasn't. Because that's the deal. That you know what, Doc? I go back to thinking about when I would go to the movies because it might be a long time before I ever go back to the movies. With that being said, I loved it because it was the one time I could turn my phone off and no, it's like if you blew my phone over 2 hours and when I got out of the movies, I turned it back on and I'm like, and they're like, bro, where have you been? And I'm like, at the movies, what's up? You're like, oh, well, bro, I've been trying to get a hold of you. Yeah, I'm at the movies. Yeah, I know, bro, but we got to figure out what we're going to, yeah, I know this, like no one ever gets mad when you say, bro, I was at the movies.
Right.
Yeah,
you
so shut it off.
Right now.
Shut it off for 2 hours a day just to do something else. And that doesn't mean shut your phone off for 2 hours to open up your laptop. Let's go to this next rumor mill out here, Doc. The rumor making rounds on Facebook that leaving onions around your house could help. There's an old wise tale that keeping raw, unpeeled onions will keep your family safe from illnesses such as flu, and it's making the rounds on Facebook now. And I've heard about this before, where you stick it in a sock or something like that, all kinds of different onion wise tales. What do you think about this? Do you believe it or not?
No, of course I don't believe it. But let's go over a little bit of the science of onions. So onions overall have antibacterial and antiviral properties. So exactly the opposite of what Facebook is saying. Facebook is saying, put the onion and they will absorb, you know, onions, the juice in the onions has antibacterial properties. And you can, there is research behind that, but not as a repellent, you know, as something that is going to absorb something. And so there is no fact whatsoever. You should not put onions all around and cut onions or anything like that. It will not work. Not for coronavirus, not for any other virus, and not for any bacteria, for that matter.
Do you believe any wise tales at all, Doc? Is there any wise tales that the old Doc Dollar believes in? Like, you know, do you burn a little sage at the house every now and then? I mean, come on, talk to me.
You know, chicken noodle soup, for example. I believe in chicken noodle soup. I think it's good for you. I think it hydrates you. I think that you know, it works. Right. You know, you feel better. You have more fluid. You have stuff like that. So that there is some science, it's common sense for me. But putting onions around your house or putting garlic for Dracula not to come to your house, that's craziness.
239-765-1039. If you have a question for Dr. Dollar, hit us up. Many people are familiar with stomach grumbling that happens when you are hungry. Now there's people out there talking about the stomach noises you get after you're eating. A lot of people are worried about this to the point to where it actually made medical news today. I've never had this issue after I eat usually, but I guess it's a common disorder, Doc?
It's not a disorder. So making noise, I mean, your stomach, you know, rumbling around, that's completely normal. As a matter of fact, when we say stomach, it's really not your stomach. It's your small intestine and your colon that makes noises. The stomach doesn't make as much noises. And that's completely normal. When they don't make any noises, as a matter of fact, when patients come, we examine the abdomen, we put the stethoscope on the abdomen to listen, to hear that peristalsis, that when food passes by, fluid passes by, gas is being formed. So this is all completely normal. So having noises is completely, completely normal. And not having noises is abnormal.
Doc,
there are ways.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, so like, let's say I eat a bunch of fried food. Now, a lot of people, and me and Budman were talking about this yesterday. Like, I can't eat movie theater popcorn. I feel like if I have movie theater popcorn, it goes through me like inside like an hour. Is that even physically possible?
Not in an hour, but there are certain things. I mean, you know, there are certain things that you take. And it will come out very, very quickly. So popcorn probably not the case. I mean, it will take probably 2-3 hours to come through if you have even difficulty. But there are certain food items that make more gases, are more difficult to digest. The body does not like them. For example, Big Mama dairy. Your body is not designed to digest dairy. So 65% of the people have intolerance to dairy. So beans, for example, a little brown, I'm sorry about that, but beans are maybe a problem. So is she there?
Yeah, she's here. She's in her bubble.
Okay. So people soak their beans for several hours before cooking. That may help to decrease the amount of gassiness and stuff like that.
Wow.
Carbonated drinks, you know. Of course, I like beans too. They're wonderful for you, but soaking
beans,
them in
beans,
water,
good for your before. Heart. The more you eat, the more you... I said that when I was after grade. Doc, a new study has identified a possible link between negative repetitive thinking and the key signs of dementia. I sent you this article because I wanted you to read this. Yeah. Could it be possible that negative thinking could be linked to dementia? I mean, what do you think about this article?
I read the article. I thought it was very well written. It was very well done. It was published in a very good journal, the Journal of Alzheimer's and Dementia, and it was very well done. So what the point is, it's not one negative thinking. It's not a one event. Well, you know, people that are downers all the time, that all the time think negatively, all the time are thinking about doom and gloom, and that's it. It's the end of the world. But all the time they think that way. It's a problem. This is going to affect you. Depression is going to occur. You're going to be affected. And early dementia, and dementia is going to propagate. And from there, you know, from one part of dementia, it's Alzheimer's disease. So, again, don't be a downer.
This basically,
being a downer is not good.
I feel like this is the first time I read an article that talks about projection. And what you project is what you get in life, and now it's medical science. I mean, that's why I brought this up when I saw this. You know how I believe, Doc, from your mouth to God's ears, anything you say can make it can happen. So you got to be careful what comes out your mouth, because if you say positive things happen. If you do positive things happen. I felt it this morning. It happened to me this morning when I woke up. I'll keep that to myself, but positive things happen to me because I did a positive thing yesterday. I just feel like when you continually do positive things come back. If you do negative things, just spew negative energy out your mouth. Negative things happen. Now, that's been theory in my mind that I kind of use basically with my, what would you call it? I don't know. It's something we really talk about a lot on Psychic Tuesday, not on Therapy Thursday. But now I read this study, and I feel like now it's science. So don't jinx yourself. Now is the time of all to not say negative things out your mouth, because negative things make negative things happen, and now it's science.
Right. Right. And again, we knew that. We knew that in medicine. We sometimes call it placebo. We sometimes call it different things. But we know it's not placebo. We know when LeBron James is standing on the line and he dribbles and it's a free throw. And if he thinks the ball will get in, there is a good chance it's going to get in. But if he thinks the ball will not get in, guaranteed the ball is not going to get into the basket.
Manifest destiny.
Manifesting. That was the word I was
like
looking
that.
For.
I
manifesting. That's exactly the word I was looking for. All right. Well, you know what, Doc? We got to take a quick break and get ready for Lust Lines. When we come back, a question about STDs. And then 1 in 3 young men in the U.S. report having no sex. What could be that problem? We'll have to jump into that one. And all your questions as Lust Lines starts next. Hold on.
Are you ready to get sexy?
Lust Line with Dr.
All right, phone number 239-765-1039. Lust Lines with your host, Big Mama. Along with him is Dr. Dollar. Dr. Dollar is a board-certified urologist here in Fort Myers at Gulfstream Urology and Revitalized Lounge. He has a special interest in the sexual health of both men and women. You can reach Dr. Dollar when he isn't here at 239-277-5770 or teamdollar.com. Experience the dollar difference.
All right, we are back now with Lust Lines. Pick up the phone and call us. The phone number, 239-765-1039. Doc, welcome back.
Good morning, Big Mama.
All right, if you have a, the Absolute Law text line is also wide open for your text messages. So, Doc, 21 male used the restroom and accidentally touched the inside of my booty. Suddenly, I felt an itch and like an idiot, I rubbed it immediately, and I'm pretty sure I actually rubbed. Well, anyway, I washed my hands and used the body wash down there just in case. I know that you you get an STD from this effect, but could something like this cause an STD? If you know how it works, I never really taught how that works. Again, this is probably a really dumb question. I did my best to censor it. I did send it to you, Doc, but go ahead. Oh, wait, hold on, Doc. Are you there? I'm sorry, Doc. No, go ahead. You weren't on. Now you are.
Big Mom, on this show, there are no dumb questions. All Every right. question is legitimate. So this guy is asking, can I get an STD from touching one part of my body to another and feel it right away? First of all, you don't feel it right away. You don't feel like when you get an STD, the symptoms occur, you know, the next day, the following day, 2 days later, a week later. You don't have immediate symptoms. So most likely this guy has nothing. But can you get an STD by passing things from your hand? So you have to be careful. You know, take the usual precaution that you would take normally.
Doc, got more coming in here. Nearly this right here. Researchers from the Indy University say that nearly one in three U.S. men ages 18 to 24 reported no sexual activity in the past year. So none in the past year. Is that the trend that's going on now, Doc?
It is. First of all, let's clarify. It's men and women. So it's not just men. I know they wrote men, but their study, which I read the study thoroughly, it's about men and women. So just for little brown and brownie there, you're not alone. You're not alone, God. Little brownie. You see that? Today is your day. Today is beans and this. I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, thanks.
I mean, so that's good.
She would be the one in the three, I guess. Yeah, I mean.
That's me.
Hopefully.
Right. So that study was a well-done study, Big Mama. They took 10,000 people. They asked them questions. I mean, people exaggerate about how many times they have sex. So we tend to believe that study. So that's true. We have seen that trend in the last 5-6 years that people have less and less and less sex. And I thought, you know, when social media came, I thought people are going to have more. It's much easier because Big Mama, when you and I grew up, it was difficult. It was hard work to get laid. You know, make a phone call, talk to somebody, have
games. You had to go through somebody. I mean, always.
Right,
like
right.
When you were, I mean, like life was hard back in the day.
Right, right. And today I thought it's going to be easy. I mean, swipe to the left, swipe to the right, hook up, all this stuff. But because of that, people are lacking game. They don't know how to interact. They don't know what to say, when to say, how to look charming, how to look that you are attractive, how to sound attractive, because there's no talking anymore. So all of a sudden, they have less confidence. They have less game, all these people. And as a result, they get laid less.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a question off the Absolute Law text line. It's making me laugh. Does size really matter? Going to the penis doctor. Let's find out what Dr. Dollar says about this. Does size really matter?
Yes.
So the question is,
wow, like, little Brownie said yes.
So if you ask most women, except little Brownie, size does not matter as much.
They're lying.
Other things are more important. If he has a big schlong, and he's not a nice guy, he doesn't cut it. If he has a big schlong and he doesn't have game, he doesn't cut it. If he has a big schlong and he's not funny, he doesn't cut it. If he has a big schlong and he doesn't have a job, he doesn't cut it.
No, that is a lie. I bet you right now, Doc, I can get at least one lady on the phone that says, I wanted to break up with him, but the sex was fire.
Yeah.
So again, for long-term relationship, you absolutely for short-term relationship, one thing, but for long-term relationship, it's absolutely. So does size matter? Yes, it does matter. I mean, it depends, but there is a number, a certain amount that the girth is more important, first of all, than the, just the length. So let's talk about girth as well as length. But overall, women are not, whether you have half an inch less or half an inch more, that's not the game, what's going to determine this relationship. If you know what you're doing in the bedroom, that's more important. If you know what to where to touch, what to do. After all, 75% of women don't get an orgasm from penetration. They get an orgasm, you know, from stimulation of certain organs.
Doc, you know, I just want to say if never mind, I'm going to stop. I'm not going to. God, so many things have changed in my career. I get ready to go say something. I'm like, I better not. Doc, my wife tells me it's normal that our sex drive should decrease after the wedding. We've been married a year and our sex drives have decreased. Is that normal?
No, that's absolutely not normal. As a matter of fact, you should be more and more into your wife with time. So at the beginning, you have a lot of sex, and then you get, you're seeing her personality, you're seeing how nice she is and everything else. So you have a problem and she has a problem. Again, come to our office or wherever you are, go see your primary care, check your testosterone level. Your testosterone level, if it's on the decline, you're going to, your sex drive will decrease, your desire will decrease. It's going to be a game changer the moment we put you on a little bit of testosterone. Again, it's FDA approved, it's legal, it's cheap, it's easy to do, and it's a game changer.
33-year-old female, and I can't, it says I'm very stressed out and I can't focus during sex. What can I do?
You're a 33-year-old female. It could be your perimenopausal. You're not. Come to our office. Let's check your hormones. Do the entire panel of hormones. See what we need to do so you can be where you want to be.
What's the earliest that a woman could be premenopausal?
Oh, we've seen it even in the 20s.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
The same with men. We have seen men in andropause in their 20s now. Men in the 20s.
Andropause is where you lose all your testosterone. I don't know what andropause is.
Your testosterone. Correct. Right. You lose your testosterone. So normally for men, it's gradual. So we don't feel it like women. It's all of a sudden. But for men, it's gradual. So you don't feel it. But men in their 20, 25-year-old men come to my office with, and we check. I mean, we have to check your blood test. So we don't just look at your sign and symptoms. You have to have sign and symptoms. But we check your numbers and your testosterone is 250. And you're saying, oh my God, this guy should have a testosterone of 1,200. He's 25, he's in prime of his life, and testosterone is 250. We fix it, and all of a sudden, this guy is again the way it should be at 25.
Well, he'd make you mad. Every time, every Thursday, I feel like I gotta run out to get it done. 239-765-1039. If you have questions, we've got answers. Dr. Dollar, my husband had his blood work done at the VA. How much is an appointment with you?
If he's a veteran, I mean, he comes to my office. It's we take care of him.
There you go. My husband.
Yeah, I mean, we take care of first responders, of veteran, of police officer, of anybody that served this country. We take care of them.
Doc, I've been faking orgasms for 4 years. Is it wrong? Oh, my goodness. Is it wrong?
Think about orgasms? What was the question again, Big Mama?
I'm sorry. I've been faking orgasms for 4 years now. Is it wrong?
It's not wrong, but it's very uncommon, and you should fix it. You should not fake your orgasm for 4 years. You should take care of it and find your sweet spot, whether it's a toy or whether it's something else, and you should not fake it every single time. From time to time, you know what, you fake it, it's okay, because you have other things in your mind, you are not going to achieve an orgasm. Not the end of the world, but overall, you know, there's no reason for you to fake it. Have a conversation with your spouse, have a conversation with your significant other, and find out what's going on.
Sometimes you just gotta step aside. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna backpedal. That's so crazy. The world that we live in. Doc, when it comes to porn, someone wants to know, when it comes to porn, how much is too much?
If you are thinking about it all day, it's too much. If you are obsessed about it, you come home and the first thing you think about is, let's go to Pornhub and take care of business right away, that may be a problem. If it takes over your other priorities, if you all of a sudden don't want to have sex with your wife or your girlfriend, or you not have any other interest in sex, that's too much. If it affects your life, it's too much. Otherwise, you know, a little porn is okay.
A little porn is okay. You heard it straight from the doctor's mouth. Right there it is. All right. If you have questions, 239-765-1039. But you're going to have to wait till next week because I'm looking up. And right now, we are short on time. If you have I'm getting somebody hitting us up right now. It says, I watch porn every day. I don't have a problem. There you go. I guess to each its own. If you have a question, I'm sorry, that one already came in. All right, get it ready for next week. You can email it in at big@b1039.com, and we'll get to it. We got the man panel coming up next, that celebrity blast with Little Brownie. And then it's on to the man panel as we'll get them all via Zoom. Nine signs he's going to pop the question. We'll cover that. And when can you say something about your mate's personal grooming? How deep in the relationship do you have to worry before you can say that? Doc, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show each and every Thursday morning. Get a hold of Dr. Dollar when it isn't here at teamdollar.com or 239-277-5770. I'll see you on the man panel Zoom next. All right, Doc?
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is. Dr. Dollar, everybody, yeah!
Check out more Big Mama and the Wild Bunch podcasts at b1039.com.